Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. This show is not like any other show out there. We tell the truth. No one controls what we say, and we're on a mission to expose what is going on in government on both sides of the aisle and in between. You can go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of the show, and thanks for listening in.
StuartAwning.com.
Isn't common sense supposed to be common? The struggle is real, my friends. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Whenever the issue of term limits comes up, I always tell people the only term limits I'm interested in would be to limit some of the terms used by politicians. They speak, of course, with great caution because they must take care not to actually say anything. Proof of this, according to their own words, is that they don't actually say things, they indicate them. As I indicated yesterday, and as the president indicated to me, but sometimes they don't indicate, they suggest. Let me suggest that, as I indicated yesterday, I haven't determined that yet. See, they don't decide, they determine. If it's a really serious matter, they make a judgment. I haven't made a judgment on that yet. When the hearings are concluded, I will make a judgment, or I might make an assessment. I'm not sure. I haven't determined that yet. But when I do, I will advise you. They don't tell, they advise. I advised him that I had made a judgment. Thus far, he hasn't responded. They don't answer, they respond. He hasn't responded to my initiative. An initiative is an idea that isn't going anywhere. When he responds to my initiative, I will review his response, take a position, and make a recommendation. See, they don't read, they review. They don't have opinions, they take positions. And they don't give advice, they make recommendations. We have to move the process forward so we can implement the provisions of the initiative in order to meet these challenges. No one has problems anymore. Challenges. That's why we need people who can make the tough decisions. Tough decisions like, how much soft money can I expect to collect in exchange for my core values?
Oh, man. George Carlin. You know, such a leftist, but he really got it when he talks about politicians. He really, I mean, him and I in a room and you probably, I mean, there's some things we would not agree on. But let me just tell you, that guy nailed it with the terminology of the politicians. I love that clip.
Hilarious.
It's great. Yeah. Yeah. Milty sent that to me. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Well, welcome to the Kate Daly Show on a Monday. And wow. Okay. We were just talking about the ridiculous hearings. And so I know this is a local hour, but you're welcome to chime in, because I was talking to a relative of mine yesterday, and we were talking about how you feel like you're beating your head against a pole when you listen to the nonsense of the hearings. And I know you did.
Yes.
you took the time to actually listen to this insane circus. And so, thoughts? I just have to get your thoughts.
It makes you crazy.
No.
They say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
They say absolutely nothing of any importance.
Right. Well, it's like, let me play this for you. Let me just play this clip. It's only a minute. Here you go. This is Jim Jordan, right? Jim Jordan on the Eyewitness. Here you go.
For what purpose does a gentleman from Ohio seek recognition?
The House, 1 minute. Madam Speaker.
Without objection, the gentleman is recognized.
What are the Democrats hiding? What are they hiding? Trying to impeach the president of the United States 13 months before an election based on an anonymous whistleblower with no firsthand knowledge, who has a bias against the president, who worked with Joe Biden, who wrote a memo the day after the call, and then waited, and he described the call as frightening, scary, but he waits 18 days before he files the complaint, and who does he run off and see during that 18-day time frame? Adam Schiff, the guy who's running this secret process in a bunker in the basement of the Capitol. What are they hiding from the American people? Americans get fairness. They understand it. And they instinctively know that this secretive process is not fair. 435 members of the House representing over 300 million people in this country, and only one of them, Adam Schiff, knows who the guy is who started this whole darn charade. Adam Schiff's the only one who knows. Why don't the rest of us? Why don't, more importantly, the 300 million people who we all get the privilege of representing, why don't they know who the people are who started this whole darn process that the American people see through?
Yeah. In fact, if that wasn't even the clip I was looking for, it was the star witness. It was the one where the guy doesn't know anything, hasn't heard anything, heard from a friend who heard from a friend. That would be a great bumper. That I don't know anything. I didn't see anything. And you're the star witness. Yep. That is probably one of the funniest things I've actually heard is that is actually considered a star witness. Can you even imagine going to court, even in the smallest context of a case, and having that as your star witness? Did you hear anything? No. Do you know anything? No. Did you hear from somebody? Yeah. But I didn't really hear anything. That's the craziness of that. That's what I don't. Well, actually, I think this is it. Let me see.
President, you didn't listen on President Trump's call and President Lindsey's call?
I did not.
You've never talked with Chief of Staff Mulvaney?
I never did.
You never met the president?
That's correct.
You had three meetings again with Zelensky and it didn't come up.
And two of those they had never heard about, as far as I know.
And President,
there was no reason for it.
President Zelensky never made an announcement. This is what I can't believe. And you're their star witness. You're their first witness.
Mr.
You're
Jordan.
The guy. You're the guy based on this, based on, I mean, I've seen church prayer chains that are easier to understand than this.
It was so good. I mean, honestly, it's that crazy.
Well,
it is.
The best one was when Taylor looked into the camera and said, what I'm here to tell you is what I heard people say. what people? Well, I'm not sure what people they were, but I heard people say.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'm here to tell you what I heard people say.
Yeah. They're trying to impeach a president over that. It is pretty ludicrous. So, Congressman Stewart and Congressman Maloney were on together on ABC, and Let me pull this up. They had this to say, and let me preface this with this. Stewart will throw Trump under the bus any 5 seconds he can, and I think he actually likes doing it because he likes the charade of standing by him when he wants to get elected. I don't mean to be mean, but that's really how it goes down. And this time he actually sounded pretty okay, except he doesn't really stand up. He just sort of. He kind of like knows that this is what he should say because this is his side of the argument going up against this Democrat. Okay, that's how it felt to me. So he does okay in this one. He does okay. But it's never like, bam. It's just more like, well, I don't think anything happened. Da, da, da. Okay, so it's okay. He's saying the right things. It's just not really where it should be in calling out the lunacy, the pure lunacy of what's going on. But this is what they had to say, and listen up to this.
Thank you both for joining us this morning. And Congressman Stewart, I want to begin with you, but there have been some new developments since Friday's hearings. You had that testimony of David Holmes, who was with Ambassador Sondland. He talked to the president about getting the Ukrainians to investigate the Bidens. Also, Tim Morrison, a White House official who testifies that Ambassador Sondland was acting at the direction of President Trump when he spoke to the Ukrainians about exchanging military aid for political investigations, testified that Sondland spoke to President Trump at least five times. The evidence is building about the campaign to trade military aid in a White House meeting to investigations directly to President Trump. It's tied directly now to President Trump, isn't it?
Well, I disagree with you, George. I don't think the evidence is building
at
all.
I'm glad he said that.
And I'm being sincere in this. I think the evidence is crumbling. I think the Democrats know they're in trouble on this, which is why we keep moving the goalposts. We went from some supposed quid pro quo and as you said, tying these investigations to withholding military aid, but we know that didn't happen. And now Ms. Pelosi comes out and says, well, we're going to impeach and remove the president for bribery. But, you know, we didn't play this clip where I asked the ambassador, do you have any evidence at all that the president committed bribery or is involved with that? She said, no. Do you have any evidence at all that the president did anything criminal or illegal? And the answer is no. Mm-hmm. And again, I think the longer these hearings goes on, I think the less the American people are going to support impeachment because I think the evidence just doesn't support it.
Evidence crumbling?
Well, of course
Listen
not. The evidence
guy.
Is building. And let's get real clear on what we're talking about here. What we're talking about here is that the President of the United States used taxpayer-funded military assistance to pressure a foreign leader to help him in his reelection campaign. That is solicitation of a bribe. And that
is an
impeachable
offense
listed in the Constitution. And sadly, my friend Chris Stewart is going to get his wish this week when we get testimony from Ambassador Sondland, who at the president's instruction told the Ukrainians either go to a microphone and announce an investigation of the Bidens or there will not be military assistance.
Okay, that was never done. That claim, that wasn't done. What did he say? He said he went to, you know, go to the mic. He said that Trump threatened go to the microphone and claim this investigation on the Bidens or you're not going to get money. Where did that happen? That didn't happen.
But it's how he interpreted it.
Oh, my gosh. That's a huge claim. He's even saying that this is written into the Constitution, you know, what they're trying to accuse of, and nobody knows anything. And that's how bizarre this is getting. And when they come off and say stuff like this, I mean, we could come out with a super bizarre claim that has absolutely no merit. We can say, well, it's our interpretation. No one else can interpret it that way, but since he does and he's on TV and he wants to say it, then that somehow makes it a fact because he says it with such assurance. That's what's crazy. Wow.
It's and when you watch the news people, they ask the questions in such a way where they say, now, we know that the president's guilty. What have you got to say about that?
Yeah.
I mean, that's basically what they're saying.
Oh, I get it. And it's pretty bizarre. Stewart, our congressman, missed half of the impeachment hearings. They have these two guys on because they're on the impeachment, this committee, right? He missed half, not once for an emergency like somebody died, half the meetings. And I wish these people that they give the microphone to would actually stand up for the craziness that's going on right now. You know, my friend Patrick had a great kind of look on this, and it was, if there is no justice, it trains us to expect no justice. The flea in the jar scenario. And somebody asked him, you know, fleas in a jar? What do you mean? This is Patrick, my friend Patrick Martin. He's commented on political stuff for a long time. He goes, well, if you put a flea in a jar and cover the flea will try to jump out time and time again. After hitting its head on the ceiling so many times, it gives up. And there comes a point when you can take the lid off the jar. The flea is mentally owned and stays in line. That's exactly what's going on. Yep, we're the fleas, people. We're the fleas. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend who heard it from another. You've been messing around. They say you got
Hi there, welcome back.
Friend.
Couldn't resist. Heard it from a friend, heard it from a friend, heard it from a friend. That's our star witnesses in the case of impeachment. You know, there's a lot of people out there trying to say that, there's all kinds of stuff, polls and all kinds of things we'll talk about with Dr. Pesta when he comes on, because it's very interesting, the desperation going on, I have to say. Even Pelosi now is to a point where she's going, he has to resign like Nixon. We're going to force him to resign.
Yeah.
Because they don't have a case and they know it. And it's just so obnoxious. Scary, obnoxious, because they're able to even get this far. That's what's sad about this whole thing, what it does to the whole system. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Make sure you get over to ABC Auto Body Central. If you have any body work at all, if you get in an accident, if you have a bumper that needs some help, if you, skidded along and ran into something, make sure that they're getting your business, because they're a great support to the show, and they're also fantastic people who will do it for the lowest price and also get it back to you very, very quickly. I've just been so happy with them. And they were so great to my car. They made it look beautiful after an accident. And I really am telling you, these are the guys. If you get in an accident, just think ABC and tell a relative ABC. They'll even come over to your house to assess your car. That's how great they are in making sure to make it easy on you. So, they've worked with insurance companies for decades. They know what they're doing. And they can instruct you and help you, too, to find the best solution for you. So give ABC a call. It's stgeorgeautobody.com, St. George Auto Body. We were just talking about this off air, and we're going to be the mean puppy kickers for a moment, because I think that's what the news wants us to be. we're just going to take the role of puppy kicker, because we have to point this out. This is driving me crazy. Go ahead, Uncle Melty.
Well, so the article starts out, says St. George police officers caught red-handed helping a resident with yard work.
You mean they were just caught on tape?
Pictures go viral.
Okay. Now you wouldn't think we'd have an issue with this, right?
No, because, you know, that's wonderful. A couple of cops helping a lady in a wheelchair rake up her leaves.
That's great. Were they in uniform?
Yeah, full uniform, driving police vehicles, each of them with their own vehicle. Not two in one.
Okay.
It would be a much better story if it was in their off-duty time.
Yeah, and now, then it might not even be a story, because it would just be two citizens helping another citizen.
Exactly.
That's really what it should be.
But the issue is that this woman who took the pictures put them on Facebook, and that's what made it go viral.
Just happened to catch it.
And she does this intentionally. She chases the police around with her son, who's autistic, who loves the police. So he likes to go talk to the police. So she says, we are lots of places where we actually go and chase down the police so that he can talk to them. We've chased them down.
Is that kind of illegal to do that? Anyway, go ahead.
Well, right. I mean, like if they're walking in the mall.
It's cute because he's cute because he wants to talk to the
police. So the story has the two issues, of course. They're helping the lady in the wheelchair, and the little autistic boy got to see the police, which he loves.
Okay.
So that's all wonderful.
Get it. Mm-hmm.
Except that's not the police. That's not why we hire police. It really isn't.
No, I know. And you're right. You're right. That's not the thing they should be doing out there. They should be doing the work. And if we have too many police officers where this is the kind of stuff that's being made to go viral and this is how the time is being spent, then maybe we have too many. Maybe we have too many. Maybe when I see five officers at one single stop for a person sitting outside Walmart, and I've witnessed this so many times, not just once, five officers interrogating somebody that's homeless, I'm wondering if we have maybe too many. Just, I'm going to throw that out there. It's the puppy kicker statement of the day, but it's true.
According to the mayor and the city council, we don't have near enough.
But
they have time to stop and rake somebody's yard.
Well, and they don't have near as nice cars as they deserve. And yada, yada. The list goes on, right? There's always more and more. But I agree with you in that a lot of this appears to be what? How would you categorize something like this?
It's pure propaganda. Mm-hmm. Love the local police.
Right.
And
if you don't, you're a puppy kicker.
And they present it in a way that makes you look bad if you say anything.
Right.
Other than, oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's that. And every time this happens, we get more and more indoctrinated.
Yeah. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate.
Hi there.
So I grew up north in small towns up there.
Uh-huh.
And I know what you're getting at because we lived that. The police that were just bored out of their skulls and would chase people relentlessly for the dumbest things ever.
Right, right.
And so I get where you're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
I do have to give kudos to the St. George police because for being a small town, my interactions with them over the last 15 years has really been positive.
Yep.
And I've had really good experience with them. I've even gotten tickets from them and I deserved it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But,
no, me too.
I've always said that.
Yeah. I've always said the same thing, by the way, caller. And I've always said I've had decent experiences. I think it's the propaganda stuff that bugs me, because when the person puts this viral and says they don't get the credit they deserve, when they're in the press for doing something they shouldn't be doing, right? When they go way over their ability to have authority to do something, that should be yelled from the mountaintops because they shouldn't be doing some things, right? So to get the credit they deserve, I just want them to do their job and do it right and know constitutional boundaries and protect and serve. I don't think we need this to bolster the image. And if you have to bolster an image, then why is the image so poor? So that's really my line, because in dealing with them, yeah, I've actually had pretty good interactions. I think they go after the teens just a little too much, but I do think that they have good interactions with people. But that was my point, and I think, I don't know Uncle Milty's point, but that was mine, was just like, you've got, why is the image so low if this is the way they have to bolster it? Do you know what I mean?
I see where you're coming from. Yeah. I agree. I didn't want to get too far down bashing the local St. George PD because they've been pretty good.
But see, that's our point. We're not bashing.
That's
We're saying you don't need to do a propaganda piece, but we're not bashing them. Does that make sense? It's like, you don't need this. And we'd much rather just see you do your job. And if you're a citizen and you're in plain clothes after you get off work and you want to go help somebody, great. And we all love acts of service. We celebrate those on the show. But it really wasn't bashing. And that's the whole point, is that if you say anything at all, you're bashing.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
I get where you're coming from.
Yeah, but I why do we have to go that far? I mean, it does sound a little propaganda-ish, but, you know, and I get where you're coming from, too. So, thank you. I'm glad you weighed in on it.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
But you see, there's a perfect example.
Mm-hmm.
The caller kind of agrees, but he wants to apologize for the fact that he kind of agrees.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why should you feel bad about having a legitimate say about something?
Right.
I mean, I've had great experience. Every time I've been arrested, they've been very professional. Very professional. They've treated me well. But
That's good.
Yeah. No, I mean, no, the St. George police are very professional. Mm-hmm. They're good guys. I don't think I've ever even considered having a bad experience with any St. George police officer. But this is not needed.
Yeah, it isn't. And to say they're not getting the credit they deserve. Did that happen? Did they actually get bombarded, or did they do something that recently brought them down in everybody's eyes? I don't think so.
I missed it if it did.
Well, yeah. And I do have a problem with five cops at one single stop. I do think we have too many, if that's the case. I'm sorry, but I just think that's overkill. And I think it's overkill quite a bit. And they can say it's for safety. They always do. And then everyone goes, oh, well, it's for safety. It's for safety, so shut up. Don't say anything else. But I don't think that's always the case. I do think they're bored. I do think they don't have a lot to do. And I do think we should probably scale back a little bit. But that's just me. That's just a personal, I just get miffed when I see five cops at one little tiny thing that one cop could handle or used to handle back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
We seem to have the overkill response due to safety concerns all the time, even though violence is down in America. So that's why I get a little, why are we doing that? They act like everyone has a machete. You know, everyone's got a machete or a gun under their thing and they're going to attack the police at any second. That doesn't happen all the time. So I do have a problem with that.
I do have one question, though, that I wish I could get answered.
What's up?
They're both driving these four-door pickup trucks that say Mountain Bike Patrol on the side, and I don't see any bikes. Maybe it was not a good bike day.
Maybe not. But I just, yeah. Anyway. It's all good. So, and we knew it was going to be just because of that. We just knew.
Yeah.
You're walking on a landmine when you take on something like this, a do-gooder story.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what, though? I do say I have to point out sometimes the propaganda, like you said, Uncle Milty, the propaganda had a spot propaganda. There was an article today talking about the news and saying how nobody believes the news anymore. And I agree. It's so difficult because it's so saturated with opinion now. It lacked being news a long time ago. And now people are finally starting to realize it's not news and they're getting weary of it. And I understand why. I understand the fatigue because I have to deal with it every day. And so does Uncle Milty. And it really is hard to find the actual story. Mm-hmm. But the propaganda piece is when somebody says they don't get the credit they deserve. Well, when they say a statement like that, and especially in this case with the police, I'm sorry, was somebody not giving them the credit? Because somebody points out when they go wrong, which is totally fine to do, and people should be doing that because that keeps them honest. Then it turns into they don't get the credit they deserve. See how that manipulation works? That's the problem we're both seeing, I think. And I think a lot of you are, too, is it turns into something it's not. And instead of getting, instead of saying it's right to point out when they abuse civil liberty or they're asking for something they shouldn't be asking for or they're invading somebody's space, if we don't keep calling out the bad apples in favor of trying to bolster up all the good ones, mm-hmm. right, then we lose. We lose in the end because we're the citizen that gets harmed by that. So that's why it keeps them honest and it keeps them good. And it doesn't mean that they don't get the credit they deserve. I mean, give me a break. That statement was a little out of control as a trying to be a fact. Come on. That's not a fact. That's not a fact.
No.
Anyway.
But it makes you feel good.
Well, and this made me feel good. A cow, a camel, and a donkey were found roaming together on a Kansas road. In a scene reminiscent of the nativity scene.
Was that a front page?
They were spotted.
Story?
Yeah, they were spotted roaming together. U.S. News. They were spotted roaming together on a Kansas road. They look like a walking nativity scene, getting along famously. A camel, a donkey, and a cow, trying to find their way home. Anyway, now that is a fun news story, is it not?
Yeah.
Hey, you got to point out
it's a little early, but
well, you know, it is a little early, but we'll take it. They're trying to find a new spot for the Philo Farnsworth statue, creator of the TV, inventor of the TV. Wonder why.
Where's the statue now?
Oh, I'll tell you that when we come back. yeah. Anyway, we'll be right back in just a second, and a couple other things on the agenda today. Be right back, Kate Daly Show.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore, and I know too much to go back and pretend.
Thank you, 1971, for the feminist movement. Gonna keep me down again. I didn't realize all women were always kept down. Anyway, thanks, Helen. Ready? Appreciate you. I know, me too. I don't know anyone that actually liked it. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. So before I go there, I get over to Dr. Diet. It's how I lost weight. It's how you can lose weight. I kept it off. I'm loving it. It has been amazing. And they can help you find the right diet for you and the right for your right body type. They actually have classes all the time, healthy salad dressings, healthy cooking, really and truly help you to figure out what kind of lifestyle change, even a little change you can make to make a big difference in your life, but can also help you take down those pounds rapidly. And whether it be if you need appetite suppressants, if that's needed, or if you need some help getting through those holidays, this is the place to do it. And then the coaches actually are really great and help you with that weekly accountability, because accountability is where it's at. Make sure you get over to Dr. Diet, 628 Diet. There's no better way to do this. And I know you've tried and failed. And if you've tried and failed and you're working with 50 pounds, it's like that nutritionist said, if you're walking around overweight right now, it means that you are malnourished. You're not getting the vitamins you need. Make sure you get some help. And they certainly can help you make some great strides and changes and get you motivated to do it. They're the people to do it. It's right on St. George Boulevard, 628 Diet. So I just have to mention this before we launch into this other subject, but Philo T. Farnsworth, the inventor of the TV. Not a small accomplishment. Not a small accomplishment.
Keeps a lot of Americans busy.
That's true. 8 hours a day, feels like. And has been such an overwhelming part of the entire last century. In honestly, good or bad, the TV has been enormous for us, right? Enormous. They want to replace it. What do they want to replace it with? I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar.
Yeah.
They want to replace it with Dr. Martha Hughes Cannon, says the Martha Hughes Cannon Statue Oversight Committee. This woman who's been dead for more than 100 years has a committee. And the reason that they want her statue up in place of the inventor of the TV is because she liked women's rights. And she was the first state senator. That's why. So they said, that I have to quote this. It is vital, Adam Gardner, member of the Oversight Committee. It is vital that we find a home for Philo that shows him the respect that he and his achievements deserve. What, the basement? Where are they going to put a statue? The basement of this building? Come on. To replace it with Dr. Martha, what is her name?
Hughes Cannon.
Because she was a suffrage movement. And she really, I mean, I don't know what a huge part she played, but she was for women's rights because she was the first state senator. Okay.
That's but look at how important that really turned out to be, Kate. I think you're being a little picky here. It's given us Elizabeth Warren.
Dianne Feinstein.
Dianne
Pelosi.
Feinstein.
She's a
Pelosi.
Gem. Yeah, she's a
you
gem.
You know, it's done wonders for her.
Women's accomplishments, you're fantastic. Trust me, you're great. Feminist movement that went awry, that took us to places that I wish we hadn't gone. You know, all I'm saying is that why this? Why replace?
Why can't they, if they want a statue of her, find a place to put her?
Exactly.
Why do you have to move Philo?
Come on.
So it's really more, it's even worse than what we're saying.
I know.
Because it's really a slight on Philo, too.
Yeah, it is.
We're going to take Philo down.
We'll find a place for him. Trust us, wink, wink.
Not we need to find a place to put Martha.
Yeah, I know. And by the way, can I just say that suffrage movement was already working in Utah. That was already moving forward. They were already making strides. And so, yes, women can vote. Oh, my gosh. Let's not stake our entire identity on this. This just cracks me up because they have a committee pushing this. And in the piece that I just talked about a couple of weeks ago, maybe it was a month now, this was all they could salute was Martha because she drove us into it. That's not exactly true. I don't like it when they spin it like that, when the person we have to thank is always going to be Martha. Come on. Martha liked women's rights. She was the first senator. But from Utah, first woman senator in the United States, right? But I don't understand why the firsts are always so celebrated. I don't know why. It just bothers me to no end. Also, this also bothers me, too. I got a headline this morning, and it was, of course, Walmart. What is it with Walmart? Anyway, Walmart. And armed gunman opens fire in another Walmart. And I went, wait a minute, what? I rip over to the headline. Oh, here's the truth of the headline. Here's the truth, buried under the headline, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was a domestic dispute, and it was targeted in the parking lot. Oh, so a man didn't just walk into Walmart and open fired on all the customers. Oh, okay, now I get the true story. This is the problem with headline readers, because mm-hmm. I thought, well, something's up. What?
Yeah.
And of course, the story was not the story.
No, and if you played music with every story,
mm-hmm.
this one, you would have gotten a little more information as you heard, you're cheating hard.
That is so true. Now, this is what we call the under 1% violence in America.
Right.
You are going to have people that do this to the spouse, the ex-spouse,
right.
and their lover and their whatever.
Yep.
And you're going to have this. Not saying it's right, but you're going to have it. And so what are they doing? They're trying to paint this picture by making that incident in that city national news. They made it national news with a headline that was deceiving to make you think yet another shooting happened at Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
That is not what happened. And that's what drives me insane. It really does. I have such a rant about this because it's so disgusting that they do this. That is not national news. What if you heard about every single crime? Because I guarantee you we're not going to hear about all the miscellaneous crimes going on in Chicago every second over the weekend. So these are the ones they peel out of the news to make it project into some big picture of people just going insane. all the time. And that isn't true. It's just not true.
No, it isn't.
Drives me crazy.
I know lots of people that have gotten divorced, mm-hmm. actually, without killing each other.
Oh, I know. It yeah. happens all the time. But, of course, once in a while, you're going to have something like this, and they want to paint it as the insane person that's around every corner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so there was a local story, too, about guns.
Yeah, it kind of surprised me, because mm-hmm. we hear so much about what we need to do something about these gun issues,
right.
you know. And yet, the young man last April who shot up the LDS church parking lot
mm-hmm.
was sentenced this past week, and all he received was 120 days,
mm-hmm.
3 years probation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying, oh, we should throw the key away, you know,
mm-hmm.
lock him up and throw the key away. No, but that doesn't really ring like this is our big concern, gun control,
mm-hmm.
120 days in prison.
Right, right.
You know? No, there needs to be more.
Mm-hmm.
If guns are a problem or shootings are a problem, then let's do something besides say, well, in the future, let's take guns away from everybody so that this kind of thing doesn't happen. Because
right.
we don't want to have to put somebody else away for 120 days.
Right. I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's just not if the gun problem is as big a problem as we're told, that we need to give up our rights to self-defense,
mm-hmm.
then this should be a bigger issue
right.
than a 120-day jail sentence.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I see it.
Right.
If a gun shooting like this is only 120 days in jail issue, then it's not nearly as big as we're told all the time.
Right.
Can't have it both ways.
I hear you. You're right. You're right. And it's just shining a light on the kind of the nonsense propaganda. And even going back to that women's suffrage story, I just wanted to point out, because this is what our news never points out. When they took Martha's name, by the way, because I forgot to mention this when we were talking about this, when they took Martha's name and projected it onto, this is the woman that fought for you, okay? This is the woman that fought for your right to vote. The vote was already there when she got into office. The vote had already been there for, I think, 20 years before she actually got into office as a state senator. That means that 20 years later, she ran for office. She was for this, and she gets into office, she runs for this, and wouldn't
have got it without the women's vote. Just that
Bam!
Simple.
Thank you. So, that was my point. So when she came up for a vote, the women rallied and wanted her in. So that's great. But that didn't mean that she got in against the odds and then went in and to fight for the vote. She got in 20 years after the vote, right?
Yeah.
So we see this nonsense, and then they say her name and they say she's the reason and she needs this statue. You know what? I think a lot of women that ran 20 years after the vote was instigated could have probably got into office as a state senator in their small community. Why not? And it doesn't mean that's a bad thing or a good thing. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is exactly what you just said, Uncle Milty.
Yeah.
It was already a done deal, but they're making her the suffragette, like movement mastermind person that afforded you this right. So this is why we have to erect a statue. That's what bugs me.
Well, anyway. I wonder when her statue was actually created.
Yeah.
Like, has it been in a basement somewhere for 100 years?
I don't know. I don't know. But it just bothers me. It bothers me because it doesn't really tell the tale. So, it just doesn't. And that's anyway.
It tells the tale we wanted to tell now.
It tells, yeah. And and honestly, they were talking about this in the news, and that's why I talked about that, is they were like, you know, where would we be? What would we do? It was happening anyway. It was already coming about. Wyoming had done it. Utah had already done it. It was already on its way. And they act like, you know, women battered in the streets. Women were battered everywhere. I mean, they really go to the 10th degree to try and put it out there as different than it was. And I'm not saluting, you know, women. Women are powerful, wonderful creatures, and they're great mothers, and they're great. There's wonderful women out there. But I don't like the spin. I'm so tired of the spin, and nobody will go out and say it correctly. They won't say, well, this was the actual story. Because I promise you, if that statue goes up, and it will, because they're gunning hard to take Philo away and put him in the basement, when this happens, they won't tell you that was already a done deal before she got in. They won't tell you that. They'll just say she fought for women's suffrage.
Yeah, too. Yeah,
that's going to be the story, the byline. That's what drives me crazy.
But I'll drive all the way to Salt Lake City to see that statue.
I know. And in the exactly. And in the headlines for the guns, because the reason I did bring that up too was the insurgence of the statue thing has gone nuts.
Yeah.
Let's take this down. Let's take history down. Let's put this what we want.
It's about changing history
out of the lens of 2019, so we can prove a point. That's what the statues are about now, proving your point. And even if your point isn't correct, it's about proving a point. But on the guns thing, when I see headlines that are completely stupid headlines, national news, breaking news headlines that really and truly should never be, we should be fighting against that and pointing it out all the time. And we should be constantly writing the networks and saying, this is what you're doing again.
There was a time
mm-hmm.
when Walmart would have been speaking out saying, you know, why are we always making such a big deal out of these Walmart shootings?
Yeah. No, it's true. Yeah. It's true. No, it's true.
I mean, that's not really what's mm-hmm. going on here, folks. Yeah. It's not a Walmart issue.
No, it's not. But it certainly is painted. It's painted like that.
Yeah.
Oh, that just drives me crazy.
No, it was a bad, bad weekend for that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Dr. Pesta joins us next, and we have a host of things to talk about. There's a very loud desperation going on right now, and I know you're probably seeing it too in a lot of different ways on this whole impeachment thing. I mean, we're talking such desperation from the left. It's almost comical. It is. I think people are laughing over it. The Epstein thing, I have a clip on that too. Really funny one, actually. And it's interesting how I wish that it wasn't just Epstein they were saying this about. I wish it was all of the deaths that have happened that have been very mysterious. I wish that there was a barrage of all kinds of names of didn't kill himself, like the journalists and all those people, because really and truly we have an opportunity to make that known, you know, into something else. So anyway, we'll be right back. Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere. Thank you for listening to The Kate Daly Show. You can go to The Kate Daly Show on Facebook, The Kate Daly Show on Twitter. Happy to see you there. And also message me. I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at kate@katedalyradio.com. Go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of our live show.